KPBS On Demand is supported by Pacific Arts Movement, presenting the 25th San Diego Asian Film Festival, November 7th to 16th at theaters across San Diego, showcasing films from China, Philippines, South Korea, and Vietnam. For tickets and information, go to sdaff.org.
Good morning, I'm Emmeline Mohebi, in for Debbie Cruz. It's Friday, July 5th. We have some safety tips for you as we enter wildfire season. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. It's set to be a hot weekend. Temps could reach up to 103 in the inland and mountain areas, where there's an excessive heat warning in effect from 11 this morning until tomorrow night. National Weather Service meteorologist Alex Tardy says a heat dome is covering the entire state.
Our mountains are affected, our valleys are affected, and really the only relief is the beach. This is a scenario where our coastal areas can still get excessively hot, our overnight low temperatures are warm. This is unusual.
Temperatures by the beach will be in the high 70s, and a beach hazard statement will be in effect until 5 p.m. Sunday. Forecasters say there will be an increased risk of rip currents and dangerous swimming conditions. And lastly, in the deserts, an excessive heat warning has been extended until 9 Wednesday night. Temperatures there could reach up to 123 degrees. Starting tomorrow, you can take boats, canoes, floating tubes, and kayaks on the Miramar Reservoir again. The city of San Diego suspended on-water activities at the reservoir for the last 10 months to install a new underwater pipeline. The new pipeline is part of the Pure Water San Diego program. According to the city, the program will use purification technology to clean recycled water and produce drinking water. It's a phased multi-year program that aims to provide almost half of the local water supply by 2035. The last day of the San Diego County Fair is Sunday, so you still have a couple of days to get out there if you haven't. I haven't gone yet, so I'm planning to definitely get out there this weekend. So here's some general information to help plan your day at the fair. Gates open at 11 in the morning and the fair closes at 10 p.m. The theme this year is Let's Go Retro. Fair admission for children under 5 is free every day, and kids 12 and younger can get in free today. Ticket prices for everyone else range from $17 to $25. For more information and a schedule of all the events happening at the fair, visit sdfair.com. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
Wildfires are one of the biggest dangers the county faces when it comes to climate change. Reporter John Carroll got some tips of things to keep in mind as we enter wildfire season.
Wildfire season is here. Thankfully, recent fires have been quickly contained, a sure sign fire officials are ready for the season, but are you? CAL FIRE Captain Mike Cornett talked to KPBS Midday Edition about how all of us can be prepared. He says 95% of wildland fires are human-caused and are 100% preventable.
So if you're out doing your defensible space around your home, trying to clear that land, don't use a lawnmower, especially if the grass is dry, because that could potentially strike a rock, create a spark, and create a devastating wildland fire.
Cornett says this wildfire season is already off to a bad start. More than 2,700 fires have already burned 122,000 acres this year in California. Cornett calls that a drastic increase from years past. John Carroll, KPBS News.
And speaking of fires, SciTech reporter Thomas Fudge looks into what kind of fire risk lithium-ion batteries pose.
The fire started on May 15th at a lithium-ion battery storage facility in Otay Mesa. The large number of batteries in that huge warehouse raised the prospect of a devastating building-wide explosion.
They sent robots into the space to try to measure the atmosphere. Is there hydrogen presence? How much hydrogen is there? Is there an explosive atmosphere? And they confirmed, yes, there was hydrogen present. Yes, there was a potential for an explosive atmosphere.
But that warehouse fire ended in a whimper, not a bang. Robert Resendi is battalion chief for San Diego Fire Rescue Department and their resident expert on lithium battery fires. He says controlling that fire came down to many things, including good firefighting and the size of the warehouse.
Now, we did have battery explosions inside. I was at the incident. We heard the batteries exploding, but they, again, it's a massive space. And so just the sheer fact that there was a really large space meant that it was less likely to have a catastrophic event.
Lithium-ion batteries release very flammable gases, notably hydrogen, when they burn. But even in a normal state, these batteries can become combustible. In his lab at UC San Diego, chemistry professor Kent Griffith works on lithium metal batteries, and he uses a special chamber to control the atmosphere. He reaches into it through glove holes that keep out the exterior air to reduce the risk of fire.
But yeah, it's basically a low oxygen chamber, has extremely low oxygen content and also extremely low moisture content.
He says most rechargeable consumer batteries don't use highly combustible lithium metal, but even lithium ion batteries that use graphite instead to hold then release the ionized particles are at risk of fire.
Anything you do that creates a short circuit to allow all that heat to be released means you're heating up a lot in a very small volume. And so that has the possibility to turn into a fire if there's a source of fuel around.
One source of fuel that's immediately available in a lithium-ion battery is the electrolyte that separates the battery's positive and negative electrodes. Chief Resendi says the buildup of heat in these batteries that leads to fire is called a thermal runaway. It can lead to powerful explosions. Videos on YouTube show what these explosions look like when, say, a bike battery in a bedroom gets exposed to heat in an apartment fire.
More often than not, we are arriving to the incident to find the windows are blown out. The doors are off the hinges. And of course, for us in the fire service, that makes it extremely more complicated of an incident because now we have a ventilated fire.
Resendi says the billions of lithium-ion battery cells being created can only mean more flawed batteries, short circuits, and many more fires, which cannot be easily smothered with a blanket or extinguished with water. But how common are these battery fires really when compared to other technology? Again, Kent Griffith.
What's actually amazing is, in some sense, how safe lithium-ion batteries are, right? We produce billions of these every year, and yet still, we have very, very few fires, you know, in the context of all of that.
Griffiths says we should compare the risk of fire in battery-powered cars to those that run on internal combustion engines. One estimate showed old-fashioned combustion engines were more than 10 times more likely to catch fire than EVs with lithium-ion batteries. Chief Resendi agrees that fires are much more common with internal combustion that runs on gas. But remember, lithium-ion battery fires are very tough to put out.
From a fire department's perspective, an electric vehicle fire is much more difficult to manage. An internal combustion engine fire we can handle in 5 to 10 minutes, max. An electric vehicle fire, you're lucky if you get out of there in 2 hours.
There are other issues. Some hydrogen gases emitted by lithium battery fires are considered toxic. It's been used as an argument against locating battery storage facilities near homes and hospitals. But Griffith points out that no other technology we know stores energy as well as a lithium-ion battery. So as our power supply moves from fossil fuels to electric battery power, don't expect those batteries or their fire risk to go away. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
As the weather gets warmer, more people and tourists flock to our beaches. The city of San Diego is reminding folks that we share the ocean with marine wildlife and to give them their space. Reporter Alexander Nguyen has more.
They may look cute and cuddly. They're not.
Please stay a safe distance.
That's the message the city is sending after social media video of two young women getting too close to the sea lions at La Jolla Cove Beach went viral. It's pupping season for the sea lions right now, so the mothers may be more protective of their youngs. San Diego Chief Park Ranger Michael Ruiz says while there haven't been any incidents of people getting bitten by sea lions, male sea lions will charge if people get too close.
They're just reminding you to stay away. What's more likely is a visitor is going to slip on a rock and hurt themselves trying to get away.
Sea lions are protected, and harassing them can net you a fine of up to $34,000 and up to 1 year in prison. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
Oceanside Harbor now has its first fisherman's market, selling local fish caught by local fishermen. North County reporter Tanya Thorne tells us about the pop-up happening every Sunday.
It doesn't get fresher than that. Everything that is sold at this market is produced by the boats that that dock here and the local fishermen.
Travis Talens is the founder of the Fisherman's Market of North County. It's the first of its kind for San Diego's northern region.
It's really putting something there for the commercial fishermen that are local that didn't exist before, and it's really becoming utilitous for them and the surrounding community.
Talens says the market allows local fishermen to sell their catch directly to the public, cutting out wholesalers in the middle. But it also gives the community access to fresh fish caught in local waters just a couple days before. The Fisherman's Market is open every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Oceanside Harbor, rain or shine. Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
The 2024 Olympics start in just a few weeks, and the U.S. men's rugby team is getting ready in Chula Vista. Video journalist Charlotte Radulovich takes us to the pitch.
Let's go, brothers. Let's get sharp. Come on.
First name Mike, second name Friday. Title head coach, men's sevens rugby. The game of sevens is brutal. One moment, one mistake, you can lose a game. So it's unforgiving. But it's highly explosive and highly exciting to be a part of and to play.
My name is Kevon Williams. I am scrum half, fly half, and I'm also the captain of the team. When you talk to people around San Diego, they understand that there is an Olympic training center here. I mean, now it's called the Chula Vista Elite Training Center, but they do know that people train here. The game is worldwide as 15s. We play the game of sevens. In America, it's still kind of new. Rugby is still kind of new to America, so we've taken a lot of strides in the sevens over the last 10 plus years. This is our third qualification for the Olympic Games. Sevens team, we train here full time. So once we're contracted, we're here the entire time.
And the challenge is obviously to get some silverware. Hopefully we're gonna look for the shiny stuff, gold, silver, bronze. You know, we're capable. We have the potential of medaling at these games, but it's gonna be insanely difficult. Everything we do on the training park these next few weeks is about getting ready for those pool games. Let's focus on those, and then we'll see where it takes us.
The team plays France on July 24th. Good luck to the team. Does anyone else wish they were in France right now? Because I sure do. Well, that is it for the podcast today. I produced this podcast and it's edited by Brooke Ruth. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join me again on Monday to start the new week together with the day's top stories. I'm Emmeline Mohebi. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, presenting an evening with Chef Yotam Ottolenghi in conversation with San Diego chef Claudette Zapaita, talking about his new book, Comfort, on October 9th at Balboa Theater. For tickets and more information, visit artpower.ucsd.edu.